ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवदीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। यू ऑल आर क्वाइट सीनियर एंड क्वाइट नॉलेजेबल डिवोटीज, वेयर एज आई डोंट हैव एनी नॉलेज, बट विथ यूअर ब्लेसिंग्स आई कैन ग्लोरिफाई कृष्णा एज ग्लोरिफाइड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। सो यू ऑल शुड ब्लेस मी so that I can speak. Today we are going to discuss Canto 10, Chapter 10, text number 39. I read the sloka. You all can repeat after me. Sri Shuka Vaja इत्थं संकीर्तितस्ताभ्याम्। भगवान् गोकुलेश्वरः धाम्ना कुलूखले बद्धा प्रहसन्नाः गुह्यकौ। श्री ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की। श्री शुक उवाच। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड टू स्पीक। Etham, in this way, as aforesaid, Sankirtitaha, being glorified and praised, Tabhyam, by the two young demigods, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gokula Ishwaraha, the master of Gokula, because he is Sarva Loka Maheshwara, Damna, by the rope, Cha, also, Ulukhale, on the wooden mortar, Baddha, bone, Prahasan, smiling, Aha, said, Gukhyako, onto the two young demigods, Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued that who young demigods thus offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although Sri Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, is the master of all and was certainly Golokaleshwara, Gokuleshwara, the master of Gokula. He was bound to the wooden mortar by the ropes of gopis, and therefore, smiling widely, he spoke to the sons of Kuvera the following words. Purport. Krishna was smiling because he was thinking to himself, these two young demigods fell from the higher planet system to this planet, and I have delivered them from the bondage of standing for a long time as trees. But for me, I am bound by the ropes of the gopis and I am subject to their chastisements. In other words, Krishna submits to being chastised and bound by the gopis because of pure love and affection worthy of being praised by a devotee in so many ways. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaite Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Sri Gurun Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. I once again offer obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees, all Vaishnavas present here who are quite senior to me. I will try to speak, glorify Krishna only by your blessings. So I request all of you to kindly bless me. Hare Krishna. Here, the deliverance of Yamuna Arjuna trees. He is continuing chapter 10 of canto 10. After the Damodar Leela, Krishna was born by Mother Yashoda to the wooden mortar. And when Mother Yashoda binds Krishna, Krishna keeps silent. And when Mother Yashoda, when she left, now Krishna slowly crawls. Krishna is moving behind him, the mortar, the wooden mortar, okul, that is moving. Krishna comes to the courtyard of the palace and he enters in between the two Yamalarjan trees. Between the trees, Krishna has passed, but this water, okul, which is so big, it could not pass. Krishna passed and looks at the back. Oh, okul is, the mortar is stuck up. So Krishna, with all force, moves forward. And these two trees, they fall down. Simultaneously, the two beautiful demigods, devatas, they come out. They are Nala Kuber and Manigiri. These two Kubera's sons, they were cursed by Narad Muni and they became trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata. They were staying there for 100 celestial years, demigod years. That is very, very long period. And they were waiting, when we will be delivered by Krishna, when Krishna comes and delivers us. So when they were delivered and when they came out of the bondage in the tree, then they offered prayers. Oh Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They felt so happy and they offered prayers. This continued from text number 29 to 38. So after the prayers, then now Sukadeva Goswami is seeing Krishna is smiling. And he is smiling and now he begins to speak to these two demigods. What he speaks, we can listen tomorrow and understand the greatness of the great people. But in short, Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. In short, they pray to Krishna and they explain that they are the servant of Krishna's servants. In text number 37, we have listened. They said, we are your servants, servants, in particular, servants of Narad Muni. And in 38, yesterday, we saw that they requested Lord that all their senses should be used in the service of Krishna. So they request Krishna to allow, grant them that all the senses, all their senses are used only in the service of Krishna. So Krishna is observing. These two people, these two demigods, they were mad. They were mad with their great appearances and they committed offense at Narad Muni. But still, the Vaishnavas are so merciful that if they curse, that will turn out to be a great blessing. So Krishna speaks in 40, the next sloka, which we will be hearing today, tomorrow. But in short, Krishna explains that he knows all these things. And in 41, Krishna explains, anybody, any person who is full of material desires, who are full of material bondages, if they take darshan of a pure devotee, they will get liberated. So, because of that, Krishna continues that you have been liberated by the great Vaishnava, Narad Muni, and you can go back and you will never follow. Krishna assures them. So Krishna is pleased even with small devotional service. We need not perform very great service, but any service without any sense gratification, if we perform any activity without any sense gratification to our own sense gratification, then Krishna will be so pleased. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. So very big danger can be avoided. A very big danger will go if we pray to the lotus feet of Krishna, if we perform the devotional service without any sense gratification. These Nalakubera and Manigrive, they were mad with all appearances. Just they had the darshan of Narad Muni, and Narad Muni had actually cursed. We find the instance of Mrugari in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 24. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatana Goswami, Mrugari was a very cruel hunter. Generally, the hunter hunts the animals and the animal will die. He takes the dead body of those animals and sells the whatever, maybe the skin and all other things, and he makes money. They don't see the pleasure, they don't get the pleasure of seeing an animal dying. Whereas this Mrugari was so cruel that he was feeling great pleasure by seeing the dying animal. He shoots and then goes and enjoys. He gets pleasure by seeing them dying. Such a cruel personality. He was liberated by Narad Muni because sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoye. Even a fraction of a second, if we have the association of a pure devotee, then we come to the right path of advancement in the spiritual activities. So, the material appearances, if a person is involved, then he will actually become mad. If he is after material appearances need not be becoming rich, need not be getting money, getting car, getting a big house and all that, but also getting name and fame. If I am performing archana to the devotee, if I want to see how many people are looking at me, so many people are there, and I will get lot of money by offering this. I will perform very nicely. No. That is of not much use. So when we perform the activities, with some intention of satisfying ourselves, that is called sense gratification, satisfying our own senses. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayapa hrita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhauna vidhiyate. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 44, Krishna says, those who are mad after the bhoga and aishwarya, material enjoyment and accumulating the material possessions, they will not get vyavasayatmika buddhi, determination. They don't get the determination to perform devotional service. They will never have the determination to perform the devotional service onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we check up ourselves, where we are, am I really determined to perform the devotional activities with a pure heart, without satisfying my own sense? No, I have some inclination to satisfy my senses. That means I am inclined to enjoy the material appearances. I am Bhogaishwarya Prasaktanam. I belong to that category. So we have to check ourselves and come out of that, so that we become determined to perform the devotional service without any sense gratification. But the Maya is so strong that it will try to catch everyone and try to put them under its fold so that we forget Krishna. Here, Maya, Krishna says, you can't take Maya so easily. 7:14, Krishna says, Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Dorachaya. This Maya is not something so easy. It is Mama Maya, my Maya. It is working directly under me. It reports directly to me. It is empowered by me. You can't take it easy. It is difficult. It is difficult to come out of that. Duratyaya. But if you surrender on to me, you will very easily cross over this Maya's effects. Krishna gives the clue. Krishna gives the instruction that if we surrender, only then we can come out of the Maya. If we are in the Maya, that means we have not surrendered to Krishna. Only when we are surrendered totally to Krishna, we can come out of the Maya. There was a king who was seeing all the people every time coming to him and asking for something or the other. Oh king, give me some money for performing my daughter's marriage. Oh king, give me some land for doing some agriculture. Oh king, give me some money for construction of house. Like this, every day so many people are coming. The king sees and declares, today, all of you listen, from tomorrow onwards, for 2 days, this palace, my palace, will be kept open. I will keep all the things which is necessary for you, which you are asking all these days. Come, touch and own. Come, touch and own. Simple principle. So all people, they gather. Oh, when it becomes morning and when we will go there. The gates are open. People start coming in huge crowds. Started coming, all soldiers. What do you want? You want land? Go that side. You want gold? Go this side. You want silver? This side. You want cows? Go this side. Anything, all are kept. Land, 1 acre land, 2 acre, 5 acre, 10 acre. Touch it, okay, this land is yours. All, everything is ready. The huge crowds are coming. They are getting into different compartments and they are choosing. They are going with great pleasure. We have got. One unmarried lady enters. She looks here and there. The soldier asks, "What is that you are looking for? You want gold? Go this side. You want silver? This side. You want land? You this side. You want house? This side. You want this? This side. This side." "No, where is the king? Where is the king?" "Oh, why are you bothered about the king? You want land? Go this side. Gold? This side." "No, I want to see the king. I want to meet the king." "Oh, king is there. Okay, go this side, this side." With great difficulty, asking all the different soldiers, she reaches the king. King looks at the lady. "Oh." This lady says, "Oh king, is it true that whatever we touch in this palace will be owned by the person who is touching?" King says, "Yes." "Oh king, please assure me that whatever the person touches will be owned by him." "Yes, I am saying. Do you have any doubt?" "Oh king, please promise that you will not go back." "I am telling you, I am promising. In this palace, whatever you touch will be owned by you." Again the lady says, "Is okay, no? This is okay, no? Why do you have any doubt?" This lady moves forward and touches the king. King says, "Oh." She says, "I touched you. Now I own you. You are my husband. I am your queen." King says, "Yes, you are the most intelligent person. They are after the small things, some land, some cows, some ornaments, some silver. But you have done the most intelligent thing. I obey the promise which I have given," and he marries. Here, you see, if we compare, if we keep on asking for so many material things, yeah, we may get. If we own Krishna, if we attain Krishna, then nothing else is required. But the Maya is so strong. The king with his wife wants to take darshan of Lord Narayan. He prays Narayan, and one day at the top of the hill when the king was alone, Narayan gives him darshan direct. He was able to see Narayan. His mind was filled with so much happiness, joy, that "In this world, I don't want anything after seeing you, after taking your darshan, O Narayan. And why don't you give the same pleasure to all my people? They are after so many things. By getting your darshan, then they will come out of these material desires." So Narayan says, "Okay, you can bring as many people as you want to the top of this hill. I will give darshan. I will come here. I will appear here, and you can see me directly. I will give you darshan in the evening before sunset. Bring as many people as you want." Narayan smiles at him, and the king comes back in hurry, comes down the hill and announces, "You all are going to become the most fortunate. The Lord, the Supreme Lord, is going to give darshan. You all will be able to see him. Just by seeing him, you get everything. Follow me in the evening. Gather here. All people gather." And the king is moving. All people are moving behind him. King tells them, "Move fast. We have to reach before sunset." All people are moving very fast. There was a big rain. They see, "Oh, it's such a big rain. And that side, this side, no rain. Oh, this below the tree, there is no rain. No rain. Oh king, we will wait for some time. King shouts at them, don't waste your time. Come along with me. We don't have much time. No, it's raining. A few minutes. They go and stand. Some of the people go there and stand under the tree. They started moving. And after reaching a few yards, few meters, then below the foothill, they have to climb the hill, and they see one person asking, oh people, you people have come from such a long distance. Here is very nice dinner waiting for you. See this pandal, big pandal. So many things are there, very delicious food items. All of you, kindly come, eat, relax for some time, and then move. Please come, come. One person is shouting. The king says, don't waste your time. Come with me, fast. Some of them, they say, oh, let us eat. And here we have very nice dance. These beautiful girls and boys are dancing. You can see, enjoy and have your nice food here. Very delicious. King shouts at them, come, come along with me. They go, let us eat. Oh, such a nice, wonderful paneer, pakoda. All pakodas, any pakoda you want, it is there. They go inside. King shouts, you are wasting your time. You will not be able to reach and take the darshan. No, no, a few minutes, we come back. King says, okay, what to do? King is moving, queen is also moving. All his priests, saints, they are also moving. The saints, the priests, they shout at all the people. You see, they tell in very loud voice, now onwards, come along with us. Don't deviate anywhere. After a few meters, once they climb the hill, there they see the silver coins are falling from the sky. Oh, silver rain, we have never seen. Silver coins are falling. Some people run to their homes to bring big bags to fill the silver coins. Some people go there to collect as much as possible. King is seeing, these priests are seeing, the sannyasis are seeing. And they say, why are you wasting your time? It looks so near. It is not near. By the time you go, it will be dark. You will lose the opportunity. They don't listen. We'll take some silver and come back. Okay, some people are moving with the king. King now looks at the back and started moving. Move fast. We are getting late. There, one person shouts, there you see. The gold rain, gold is falling, gold coins are falling from the sky, and so much of gold is collected there. Heaps of gold. Oh my God, heaps of gold, and gold is still falling from the sky. Everyone looks, even the priests who were there and the saints, they also run away. Gold is falling? How is that gold is falling? How much gold is falling? They all have. King is shouting, king is calling them, please come back, there is no time for you. We don't have much time left. Come, come. Nobody was there. Even queen ran away to see how the gold is falling, how much gold was there. And king ultimately reaches, it was evening, the sun was about to get set. So Narayan looks at the king and smiles, my Maya is very strong. The people who want to enjoy material things, they will get material things only. They can't attain me. Exactly our position, if we compare, we are like this. We are after so many material things, forgetting that if we attain Krishna, everything will come automatically. Krishna has told in 8:28, Vedeshu yagneshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pratishtam atyeti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi param sthanam upaiti chadyam. By reading the Vedas, whatever you get, yagna, by performing the sacrifice, whatever the good deeds, punya you get, tapasya, whatever austerities you perform, whatever the accumulation of punya you get, and dana, by giving the charity, whatever charity you get, all those things are achieved. Vedeshu yagneshu tapastu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pratishtam atyeti tat sarvam idam. All these things you will get if you are on the devotional service path. Not only that, not only you get all that, you will get back to Godhead. Yogi param sthanam upaiti, you will get back to the Godhead. So it is intelligence to ask Krishna to take us back to Godhead, back to Golok Vrindavan Dham, rather than asking for the material things. Because A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Mamu Petyatu Kaunteya Punarjanma Navidyate. Krishna has assured, told in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, text number 16. Wherever you go, you may go to the Swarga Loka, heaven, enjoy, but you have to come back to that. So we have to understand this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasada Paye Bhakti Lata Bija. In the whole universe, who is the one who is the most fortunate person? Not that who has got lot of money, who has got big cars, who has got big house, who has become very, very successful businessman. No, he is not fortunate person. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, if he gets the Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of devotional service, if he is getting, he is the most fortunate. So we should become fortunate and take care of the Bhakti Lata and go back to Godhead. It starts with chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So our position, that we are in the material appearances, we are inclined for material appearances, we are mad, just like Nalakubair and Manigreev. So for Nalakubair, Manigreev, they had Narad Muni. For us, we have Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada has delivered many, many people. We should be one among them to get delivered and go back to Godhead. That's why whatever Srila Prabhupada has told us, we have to take it seriously. And whatever time we have got, that should be fully utilized in the service of Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I stop here. If you have any questions which you feel I can answer, kindly ask. Please. Mataji. Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Devotee aspects to Bharatananda and to for get opportunity to working this project? Is it going to be like
anybody who is having material desires or material inclination, he can become pure by the association of the Vaishnavas. So, by associating with the pure devotee, anybody who is fallen, the example which is given here is Nalakubera, who were mad with their great opulences, and they have been delivered. Similarly, anybody, whoever it is, if they get the association of pure devotee, they will definitely get liberated. There is absolutely no doubt about it. That's what I thought I should explain. I don't know whether I am clear, or you can ask further questions or repeat the same. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Any other questions? Mataji, yes. You can take the microphone so that all can hear. How to progress? Yeah. Yes.
So, if you can explain me.
Yeah, the Bhakti Lata Bija and the whole concept of this is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I will just give you reference. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 19. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains from Sloka number 152 to 163 about this Bhaktilata Bija, Bhaktilata plant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Madhya Leela, chapter 19, 152 to 163. Yeah. So, here, actually, when the plant is growing, creeper is growing, along with the creeper there will be so many other weeds which will be growing. Actually they grow very fast, the grass and so many other things, they take the nutrients. Unless we clear them, the plant, this creeper will not grow fast. So it will stop, because all nutrients, everything, water, everything, these unwanted plants are taking. So we have to take them out. Similarly, in the process of bhakti, there will be so many other things which will be growing. Name, fame, inclination for getting more. Suppose we go to prasadam, we want to eat more and more and enjoy. We are taking prasadam for satisfying our jikva, our tongue, and at the same time taking Krishna's mercy. But with greed, I want to eat more and more. Then this is the weed which is actually growing. We have to take action to remove that one. So the whole process is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 19, 152 to 163. So kindly go through, you will be very, very clear. Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you don't have any other questions, I stop here. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki.